This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, let's get to the snake story.
Oh, well, which one? There's two.
There's two, yeah. I guess let's start with the one that jumped that woman.
Oh, yeah. So this woman, she was walking into a steak shop. A steak, where was she?
Longhorn.
Yes.
Longhorn Steakhouse.
Do you have audio in this?
Rachel Myrick stands hobbled above the restaurant off I-95 just south of Fredericksburg, where a copperhead snake bit her foot three times. Myrick went to Longhorn Steakhouse for dinner with family. As she walked toward a second set of doors inside the restaurant, she felt something sting her foot.
Well, initially, it felt like I was stung by a bee or a hornet or something. I reached down and grabbed my foot because of the amount of pain. And under my fingers, felt it wiggle.
Oh! Oh.
Ho, 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 ho. I felt it wiggle.
That's inside
a
long...
Oh, my God, that happened to me this weekend. Keep going. Sorry. Don't stop. Don't stop. Just keep going.
You go to a Longhorn Steakhouse. Open. You know, they have those two sets of doors.
I understand.
They have
yeah,
that middle
yeah.
area. Mm-hmm. In the middle area there, a snake jumps you.
That's creepy.
Wraps around your ankle, bites you.
That is one of those weird things that you just don't expect to ever happen in your lifetime.
From what I understand, this lady went to the hospital and her foot was like in really serious condition. At one point, they thought she might lose it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it
copperhead.
Bit her three times.
It's copperhead.
Yeah, that is crazy. Those are bad.
They're bad snakes.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Really bad snakes. But that's creepy. I mean, that's one of those weird stories that you're like, I think I'm going to go to the steak place.
That's kind of one of those stories like you used to play the game, What Are the Odds?
What Are the Odds?
Remember
I love that?
That
game. Yeah, Sweeping the Nation.
Yeah. What Are the Odds?
What Are the Odds?
You go to a steakhouse. And
I mean, that you just don't see coming at all.
Not at all.
I mean, was it there for the steak?
The snake?
Yeah.
For the steak?
Yeah.
Don't know.
Are they meat eaters?
I think so. They eat rats.
The mouse,
they're carnivores.
Yeah,
yeah,
rats.
Yeah.
I don't think they eat cow, though.
You don't think?
I don't think so. Although, steak's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like Longhorn.
Longhorn's terrific. Yep.
Sure do.
Yep.
Second snake story.
Right.
This is kind of gross.
Well, yeah, this one, I don't like this one. The other one was fun.
The copperhead around her ankle's fun?
Well, it's more fun than this one is just dark.
This is really
this
dark.
Is
it is. It's a snake story. A guy who's distraught. Now, this is in Russia, so it's a little bit less sensitive, I guess.
Why? You don't like Russians?
It's just a Russian.
Wait, what? Wait.
Well, I feel like we're a little bit more disconnected because it's a further away, Sean.
But no, you don't like Russians? What's wrong with Russians?
I like Russians okay.
Listen,
I don't really know a Russian.
I'm Lithuanian, which was part of Russia at one point. So technically, I was Russian at one point in my life. You bastard.
You're not Russian. You're just trying to make a case for yourself to jump all over me.
No, because I was also part of Poland for a little while, too. But I'm back to just Lithuanian. But I was Russian.
I apologize. This story is very serious.
So
and just because the guy's Russian doesn't really mean that
he deserves to die.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve it.
Right.
But he did it to himself.
Well, it doesn't matter.
The way he did it. All right, here's the snake story. The guy has a breakup with his wife. He's distraught. I think he got caught cheating. I think I saw that in the story.
Now you're just adding.
I think I saw that in the story.
Now you're just adding to make it like he's a bad guy, so what you just said seems like not so bad.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. It's worse than that.
Oh, okay.
He hit her.
Oh, God. Really?
She obtained the divorce on the grounds of domestic violence.
Okay.
During an argument, he hit her.
Listen, just because you get a domestic violence charge doesn't mean you hit somebody.
So this guy has a black mamba snake.
Now, is that song, Mamba Number 5?
No.
Sean, can you find
that
song?
Is that Mambo Number 5?
I think it's Mamba.
Number 5?
Will you find that, Sean?
Yes.
It's a great song.
This snake.
Is it based on that snake?
No, considering that song came out years ago and this snake story just happened yesterday.
All right, listen.
I don't think they're even related.
Ready?
In
here we go.
Any
here we go.
Way.
You're going to love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
It's a Mambo steak.
Isn't this great? It's about the snake. Mm, yeah. Everybody. Oh.
I'm ready.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Who's making fun of the Russian now?
Come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner.
It's a serious story.
Want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna. Woo! Feel buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really beg you, my lord. To me, flirting is just...
He's naming off strippers.
He didn't name Heather.
This is a serious story.
Okay, all right, sorry. All right. In my home, a little bit of Jamie.
So the guy.
Okay, fine, right? Yep.
He has a breakup with his wife, so
yes.
He goes on Facebook Live with his black mamba snake,
yes,
and lets the snake bite him on Facebook Live and then sits there until...
You know, my portion of this was way more fun. This guy is on Facebook. That Facebook Live. Yeah, and so the snake bit his neck, right? His jugular.
Yeah.
And then he just sat there and was like, I loved you. I don't know how to do a Russian accent, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway.
I don't think it needs it.
Okay.
But he allowed all of his viewers to see the snake actually bit him on the hand. But the jugular sounds better.
Right.
But he died. Yeah. He died.
He died
right there on camera. And just to show his wife, I'll teach you. I don't think that's
that
the way
doesn't
you teach somebody.
You. No, because now you're out of her life. So she's like gets to move on. Yeah. You always want to stay there and bug him.
Right.
That's the rule.
Yeah, you'd been better off throwing the snake on her.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you always, you never want to take your own life to, you know, to show somebody you're going to get back at him. You always want to bug him. You always want to stalk them and bug them. You never
want to be a pain in the butt.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
And now once
you
go on Facebook Live and you get bitten by your own snake, all of a sudden you're dead.
Nobody cares anymore.
She moves on.
Exactly. So just take my advice. Always just, metal.
Sean, you got Mamba number 5.
It's way more fun. It's way more fun.
It now fits.
Here we go. Ready?
After the snake story.
Woohoo!
It finally fits again.
Sean,
well.
You could have just hit it from right. Oh, boy.
BJ and Jamie, we'll be right back.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.